Welcome everyone, the Pension Protectors. This is your host, Flynn and Matt from Triple Crown Wealth Management in alliance with Equitable Advisors. And check it before you wreck it.
Clint, when was the last time you did an estate plan review? What I mean by that, when was the last time you actually took the time out of your day to look at beneficiaries on your accounts and being sure, your house or your cars or bank accounts were properly titled to get them to go where you want them to go after death? A lot of you have been through pretty significant life changes throughout your careers or throughout your lives, whether it's divorce, death, retirement, things of that nature. But why, Clint, should we take the time out of our day to be sure the stuff's in order? I'm sure you got a story about this, don't you?
I got a great story, Matt. And it's one that actually just happened 2 to 3 weeks ago. It wasn't too long ago when this story took place. So this does happen on a regular basis, and this is why we have an episode dedicated to it. But Matt and I were out at a local municipality a few weeks back, and we were doing our routine visits that you guys see us out there doing, and we had a first responder come in. He wasn't a client, and he wanted to get a little bit of help, and so he brought his deferred comp statement. He gave it to us. He told us a little about himself. He said he was married, he had 3 kids, and his goal is to retire in a few years, and he wanted to sit down and start talking about income planning and retirement planning. And so we were flipping through the statement, just kind of checking it. And the first thing we noticed is, before we even got into anything, is there somebody that listed as beneficiary that wasn't his wife when he said he was married. And he said, we asked him who it was, and he said it was his brother. We say, okay, great. So if you pass away, you want this money to go to your brother. And he's like, well, he knows how to get it to my family. So that's... That was a red flag to me. And so when you see that kind of stuff, and just because I know, Matt, you're going to go through another story, and I'm sure you have a story about it.
Yeah, we've seen this unfold firsthand.
When you think your brother, your spouse, or not your spouse, I guess your brother, your parents, you think somebody else will get that money to your kids, to your spouse, it doesn't always happen that way.
And Clint, I know you have some siblings, and I have some siblings. You're married, I'm married. And I fully trust my brothers, but why on earth would you ever want to put your spouse through that headache? Why would you want to get them to go through that extra step if you don't have to?
Well, it's not only hoping that they give the money to your spouse.
Yeah, and that's a hope. They don't have to. That's a hope.
It's a hope. But then on top of that, let's say your brother inherited that money and they get it to your spouse, a lot of times there's tax consequences that go with it.
Yep. And who's going to hold that tax bill? That these are questions you need to be thinking about and really diving deep into it.
And so I know it's, I went through that story, but Matt, you have one I know that hits a little bit harder.
Yeah, this was probably one of the wildest stories of my career. And if you've ever heard me speak, I've said it several times, but it does bear repeating. So during COVID, I was in my office and I got a call from a client, and I had never spoken to her before. Her husband had a policy with us. An advisor had left our firm, and so I kind of ended up with this family by default. But she said, Matt, my husband passed away. He had a heart attack. He was a teacher. He had a policy with you. He had a retirement account with us, and she needed some help calling the state of Ohio to get the money from STRS into her retirement account is what she wanted to do. And I said, okay, great. And we had figured it out. There was roughly about $125,000 of money at the state level that seemingly was supposed to go to her. So when we called the state of Ohio, we had already sent in the death certificate. We gave him his social security number and date of birth and all the things that they asked for. And we said, okay, great. How can we get this money to the widow? And you know what STRS told me? And I about fell out of my chair, Clint.
What's that?
They said, we cannot talk to the widow. She is not the beneficiary of record.
She?
She. And I'm thinking, holy smokes. And my eyes got wide. My heart was racing. I about fell out of my chair, probably, you know, having the same reaction as a lot of you are. And immediately my mind's going down the rabbit hole of, you know, was he cheating on it? Yeah. Was there a mistress? Was he married before? And I'm trying to gently go through all these questions with the widow. And in the meantime, the state of Ohio would not talk to us. And so finally we had to hang up, regroup. And that's when we started digging deeper and deeper and deeper into who might the beneficiary be. And she told me, you know, he was a faithful man, never married before. He loved his boys. He's a hardworking guy. I said, okay,
I feel like there's a song about that.
Probably. I'm going to reference another song later, unfortunately. So we decided to regroup, call back the state of Ohio the next day, and we basically said, look, here's the situation. Here's what's going on. Is there any way you will talk to us? And I said, if we guess the beneficiary, will you tell us? And they said, yeah, they agreed to that. So finally, the second guess, we had guessed the guy's mother.
Okay, so at least that's good.
Yeah, and so now we know who it is, which was great. The mother was still alive, so we could at least talk to her. But she was, you know, retired, living in Florida, mid-80s. And eventually, the mother caught wind that she was entitled to this money. So it's, again, $125,000. Not life-changing money, but certainly, Clint, I'm not going to turn down $125,000 if it comes my way.
No, that would go far.
Exactly. And for this widow, unfortunately, that was going to be a pretty big windfall for her. So she, now that we knew who the beneficiary was, she got a hold of the mother. And you know what the mother said, Clint?
I'd be happy to sign this over to you.
You would think she would take care of her deceased son's spouse. She did not.
Oof.
She said, great, send me the forms. I'm going to fill it out. I'm going to claim this money. And instead of me giving it to you, when I die, I'm just going to leave it to your three sons. And so that's what she did, Clint. She, to quote the Steve Miller Band, go on, take the money and run.
She took the money and ran.
She took the money and ran, buddy. It was a heartbreaking story because, like I said, this widow really could have used that type of money. And it's a stark reminder that as we go through life, as we have these big life events that come up, whether it's marriage, divorce, retirement, you know, if a spouse passes away, we have to take the time out of our day to review these types of policies so we don't get into these types of quagmires that will totally derail or totally wreck any financial hopes or dreams or goals that we may have. So please, please, please take some time out of your day, as we mentioned on the first podcast, to do something simple like reviewing the beneficiary.
So you just took 10 minutes listening to us, take 10 more, check your beneficiaries on your accounts. It's a pretty simple process. And if you would, catch us next episode when we dive deeper into your pension. And Matt, let's find out what's behind door number one.
I like where this is going, Clint.
More stories.
In the meantime, ask yourself, what is your financial freedom? Are you confident in your ability to navigate the financial waters towards your goals? If not, our team is only one click away. You can visit us at www.triplecrownwm.com. WM is for wealth management. There you can subscribe to the podcast, create an asset map, or schedule a consultation. Also, you can submit a question to the podcast or nominate someone for Hero of the Week. Remember, for any submitted questions, you will remain anonymous. For Clint, this is Matt. Thanks for jumping in.
Clinton Kirsting and Matthew McManus offer securities through Equitable Advisors, LLC, member SIPC, Equitable Financial Advisors in Michigan and Tennessee, and offer annuities and insurance through Equitable Network, LLC. Equitable Advisors and its affiliates do not provide tax or legal advice. Financial professionals may offer products and services and/or respond to inquiries only in states in which they are properly registered and/or licensed. This podcast does not constitute financial advice or an offer of any kind. Triple Crown Wealth Management, LLC is not owned or operated by Equitable Advisors or Equitable Network.